It's dependent. It's dependent on how much processing power we have. So the Roomba, you know, is a 16-bit operating system. On the PacBot, we have a 32-bit. The software is very modular. So depending on what we're trying to do, we can reuse software that we have developed.
Okay, do you know Furby?
Yes.
Yeah.
We don't use it.
No. Why?
Because we've developed over time software intelligence system that we prefer. For the military robots. We want to take keep very close control over the driving of the robot, so that open source is good for some things, but not necessarily very good for controlling a large robot, at least not below the obstacle avoidance and motor control. So in your automobile, the software that controls the engine is segregated from your entertainment system software. You know, so that for us, we have sort of said in a modern architecture for a robot, the obstacle detection and below needs to be carefully controlled, so the robot has predictable behavior. And from above that, from the higher level cognition, you could use an iPad, you could use anything. And so this flight critical software is what we've developed. For many of our products, we also do the high level on the same processor using iAdapt is the name of our software.
How do you use it?
iAdapt. That's the navigation system, and Aware is the robot intelligence system. But we're, with Ava and other robots, we're very open to many other software architectures to create the high-level goals of the robot. But from here down, we're very careful.